From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton arrived in Haiti today along with a plane load of supplies, just a small part of what she says will be an ongoing flow of U.S. assistance.
We are focused on providing humanitarian assistance, water, food, medical help to those who are suffering.
But getting those supplies from the airport in Port-au-Prince to the hundreds of thousands of earthquake survivors is proving to be a daunting task, as NPR's Tom Bullock reports.
Food, water, and other supplies are hard to come by for many here, and there are reports some desperate Haitians have turned violent. Reuters reports hundreds of men, some armed with knives and ice picks, fought for goods in a central commercial street in the capital. But some international aid is getting through. One NPR staff member witnessed a U.S. military helicopter dropping boxes of bottled water near the port. Roughly 100 Haitians quickly swarmed the site. The helicopter lifted off as fights over the water broke out. Search and rescue efforts are also continuing here, and they continue to locate survivors trapped under the rubble. And Port-au-Prince's main hospital is again open, but there are critical shortages of medical supplies. Tom Bullock, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Haiti's government says 50,000 bodies have been recovered so far, and the eventual death toll is expected to be at least double that number. Among the dead, the head of the United Nations mission in Haiti, and the State Department says at least 15 Americans were killed. President Obama has asked former Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush to head up private fundraising efforts in the U.S. Mr. Clinton said he's glad to help.
The United States has been there from the beginning. The military has been great. The response by the State Department, AID, has been great. I just can't say enough about it. And the people in Haiti know it.
Former President Bush had some advice for Americans who want to help.
I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
Mr. Bush pointed people to a new website, www.clintonbushhaitifund.org. The American Red Cross has raised $60 million so far for earthquake relief, as NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
The agency says donations are already reaching people on the ground, even though distribution is constrained by the port being closed and the limited capacity of the airport to receive, unload, store, and then mobilize goods coming in. But the Red Cross disaster relief specialist in Haiti, Steve McAndrews, says unlike some agencies, they aren't having problems getting supplies into the hands of victims.
Where we go beforehand, we talk to the people, they know what they're going to get, they agree on it, we're using coupons, and then we come with our stuff and they help us distribute it.
The agency says 12 of that $60 million raised so far came from people texting in $10 increments, and it says the need for more aid is tremendous and will be for some time. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is slated to visit Haiti tomorrow. This is NPR News from Washington. The nation's top railroad official says it could take several more weeks before the Obama administration is ready to award funding for high-speed rail projects around the country. President Obama has set aside billions in stimulus funds for the initiative. NPR's David Shaper reports.
When Mr. Obama announced his vision for high-speed rail, he said the $8 billion would begin to go out to ready projects before the end of last summer. But that timeline was significantly delayed when the Federal Railroad Administration was flooded with applications from more than 30 states seeking more than $50 billion. FRA Administrator Joe Szabo denies his staff was overwhelmed, but says it has been challenging evaluating the merits of the proposed high-speed rail projects. He says the $8 billion will be awarded to the most worthy corridor sometime this winter, but he refuses to be any more specific.
Well, winter started 3 weeks ago, and there's 9 more weeks to go. So obviously that window would be December 21 to March 21.
Szabo made the comments after a speech at a high-speed rail conference in Chicago. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
A small boat jammed with suspected illegal immigrants overturned off the coast of Southern California today near San Diego. One person was killed and 5 others were injured. Maurice Luque is a spokesman for the San Diego Fire and Rescue Department.
There was an investigation going on at the time this was happening. There was a case going on related to smuggling, and there was a Border Patrol helicopter, I'm told, it was in the air that was tracking this boat and saw it capsize and then reported it to various authorities.
Luque says as many as 23 people were believed to be on the small vessel when it capsized. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.